The bomb exploded at a busy intersection in downtown Tolyatti, a city of about 700,000 people and home to Autovaz, Russia's largest car maker. Most of the injured were college students, and a small child is reported among those killed. A spokesman for the local rescue service says the explosion shattered windows on nearby residential buildings. Law enforcement officials say the blast had the equivalent of up to 2 kilograms of TNT. Officials are ruling out a gas tank explosion because the bus is reported to have run on diesel, a less volatile fuel. They are also trying to learn if the bomb was carried on board by a passenger, whether it was attached on the floor or underside of the bus, or whether it was laid in its path. Vladimir Artyukov, the governor of Samara Province, the region of southern Russia that includes Tolyatti, says the basic premise of an investigation into the blast is terrorism. The governor's spokesman, Ivan Skrilnik, told the VOA the explosion involves 3 legal charges. Skrilnik says a criminal case has been launched involving terrorism, premeditated murder, and illegal production of an explosive device. Tolyatti has a reputation for violence involving organized crime groups that compete for influence in the city. The governor's spokesman declined to comment on whether any such group may have been involved in the blast. Samara province has not been known for terrorist attacks of the kind that occur in the Caucasus region, more than 1,000 kilometers southwest of Tolyatti. But the Interfax news agency quotes a source close to the investigation as saying authorities do not exclude the possibility that Wahhabi or other Islamic extremists may have been involved in the blast. Samara province has a substantial Muslim population. President Putin has sent a top federal investigator from Moscow to help conduct the inquiry. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.